I had always taken pride in being a loyal, obedient dog, but she was putting me in an impossible situation. Could we discuss this? I mean, I had already made plans for the rest of the day, and well, I'd never been fond of leashes.
Hank!
She took a step in my direction and snapped her fingers. That was a bad sign. When Sally Mae goes to snapping those fingers, you better take cover. I began edging away. Her eyes flared.
Hank, come here this minute.
I hadn't planned to run, honest. I mean, running away from her could have been interpreted as a sign of disobedience, but when she lunged at me with her hands shaped like claws, what was I supposed to do? Sit there and say,
duh?
No, sir. I did what any normal, healthy American dog would have done. I did a quick 180, pushed the throttle to turbo 3, and headed for a better climate, so to speak.
Hank, come back here! So help me if I ever get my hands on you!
Now, what kind of moron would stop after hearing that? Did I really want to find out what she would do if she ever got her hands on me? I had a pretty good idea. Unscrew my neck, shake me until my eyeballs fell out, lock me in a deep freeze, something awful, and I found myself pushing the throttle up to turbo 4. Behind me, she screeched,
"Disobedient hound!"
I felt pretty bad about the whole situation and knew it wasn't going to help our relationship, but gee whiz, if she had tried a softer approach, maybe we could have worked things out. But when she came after me with her claws, oh well, it was water under the brig. I went streaking away from the house, past the machine shed, past the chicken house, and down the hill towards the corrals, setting a course to the west. Maybe you think I spent the rest of the day hiding out and trembling in fear that Sally Mae might track me down and lock me up in the barn. No, sir. By the time I reached the west side of ranch headquarters, two things had happened. A new plan for the future had begun to glow in the back of my mind, and Drover had caught up with me. He arrived, huffing and puffing.
Boy, that was scary. What happened?
She was plotting to lock me up for the rest of the day.
I'll be darned. Why would she do that?
Because she thought I might go running off to the lake.
Oh, heck, you'd never do that, would you?
I gave him a steely glare. Of course I would. They need me over there, Drover, and a cow dog always goes where he's needed.
Who's they?
They, all of them. Little Alfred needs a loyal friend to guard him through the night, and Mr. Wilkins needs a bone expert to help him with his archaeology work.
I think it's archaeology.
Please don't interrupt. And last but not least, the lovely Sardina Bandana needs a warm presence beside her. He sat down, lifted his right hind leg, and began hacking at his ear.
You know, I don't think her name's Sardina. That man called her something else.
I roasted him with my eyes. Who or whom are you going to believe? The dog who loves her or some stranger you never saw before today?
Well, he ought to know the name of his own dog.
And I ought to know the name of the lady who adores me. Will you please stop scratching your ear?
I've got fleas.
I don't care. Scratching is rude and very distracting. And besides, we have a long journey ahead of us. He stopped scratching and stared at me.
We do?
Yes. The lake is 2 miles west of here. And there's some danger that we'll encounter coyotes along the way.
Coyotes?
Yes. And you'll be proud to hear this. I laid a paw on his shoulder. Drover, I've decided to move you up to the varsity. Congratulations.